Next patient is Charles Christian. The last name is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N. I'm sorry. Number one. This is an 85-year-old white male that has a single kidney. The right kidney was removed because of the presence of renal cell carcinoma. The patient has a history of CKD stage 4. He has a creatinine that is 2.7 on September the 1st, 2023. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. The protein creatinine ratio is around 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The estimated EFR is 22 mL per minute. The patient is following the low sodium diet, low protein diet, a plant-based diet with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. Number two, for the anemia, the patient was referred to the Florida Cancer Center. Infusions of iron were given, and the patient has responded very well. The serum hemoglobin is 12.3. He's advised to continue taking oral iron and follow the instructions at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure. Patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading is 124 over 70. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation that was evaluated by Dr. Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, who took the patient to Manatee Memorial Hospital in Bradenton and attempted to do a Watchman procedure on him. However, it was unsuccessful. The patient says that he has some pain in the right upper quadrant after the procedure. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, benign prosthetic hypertrophy with a urinalysis that is with a sediment that is negative. Following number, hyperuricemia. The patient remains with the uric acid that is around 8 milligrams per cent. We are going to continue with the protein-restricted diet, and we will consider the administration allopurinol and low dose during the next visit. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 9 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.